What's up, y'all? Are you tired of doing this online thing alone? You have all the courses, you have all the information, you know what you need to do, but what's hard about it is the accountability, the honest feedback, the one-on-one support that so many entrepreneurs don't feel like they have. Dude, I get it. We have a small, intimate tribe called Unconventional Leaders Mastermind, and we meet on Zoom. We give each other the tough love, the honest support to make this journey a little less isolating. You can find out all the information by going to heatherparity.com/masterminds. That is also linked in the show notes. Would love to have you a part of our family. The other day at my daughter's martial arts practice, I was about to head out on my usual run while she practices kicking butt. I practice running so I can run if she ever wants to kick my butt. But anyway, before I headed off on my run, I was listening to what her teacher was telling her, her sensei. They were doing a practice test for their stripe of accuracy. And he said something pretty interesting, this sensei, that I don't think I've ever really thought about before. But he was talking about accuracy versus power. And he said that, you know, you need to, and I'm paraphrasing here, but focus on accuracy just as much as power. Because if you come in with a lot of power and no accuracy, well, what's the point of that? Got me to thinking, in my creative pursuits, in my goals, am I trying to overpower and run through them with grit and determination without ever stopping and asking? How clear is my vision, my accuracy? And then I found this lesson from squash.
I've always felt immense fear.
I was born with cerebral palsy.
I have always felt small.
I was told not to take risks.
I may be blind, but I teach people how to see.
And I'm proud to be an individual.
This podcast is for you, the unconventional leader.
Maybe you are the one that everyone discounted.
Maybe you struggle with fear and self-doubt.
We are here to empower the next generation of self-starters to step up.
Use their voice
and make an impact in this world.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Fidget Friday. If this is your first time listening, what's going on? My name's Heather Parody. I am your host. Today, we're going to be talking about a lesson I learned from squash about accuracy and power. But before we get started, I wanted to give a shout out to our review of the week. Have you left us a review? Listen, I know it's hard going over to iTunes and Apple Podcasting app and trying to navigate that mess, but it makes my stinking day when you guys take a moment to give us some thoughts about the show. This comes from Rob's Good Life. It says, great podcast. Love the whole premise of it. Interviewing people that are thinking outside of the box automatically inspires you to do the same. Heather is a great host. Thank you, Rob. Asking compelling questions and really, quote, squeezes the juice out of her guests. I need to start telling them that. Are you ready to get your juice squeezed? Anyway, he says, listen, you won't be disappointed. Rob, thank you so much for that generous review. I appreciate you. Grateful. And friends, listen, again, I know iTunes is kind of tricky trick, but if you have just a moment, if you feel so compelled, look down at wherever you're listening to this, leave us an honest review. I'll give you a shout out on the show in a good Southern style. All right, y'all. So accuracy, power, my kid at martial arts, squash, what the crap am I talking about? Well, again, when I heard my daughter's instructor mentioned that, I was like, dang, because my personality is I'm very ambitious. I'm goal-oriented. Case in point, let me just give you an example. Clubhouse comes out and I'm like, I'm not going to be on Clubhouse because I'm just not in the mood for it. Then I go from that to like hosting a room every single day. That's my personality, literally from zero to like 100 in a second. And there's such strength in that. And there's also such a dark side and a weakness to it. And case in point, this topic about accuracy, like, am I just powering through all of my goals and all of my ambitions and all of that without ever stopping and considering if I'm doing the right things, right? Now, if you're new here to Fidget Friday, this is my time not to act like an expert, but to completely tell you the truth about all of the mistakes I'm making, the things that I'm fidgeting through, how I'm processing through stuff. And this is something that I know I need to work on, is like not just overpowering and gritting through things, but figuring out, am I working smart? Amen. So this led me, of course, to squashskills.com. I don't know how it led me to squashskills.com. Like, side note, I had to look up squash because I was like, I think that's tennis, and I wasn't sure. And I went over to the YouTubes, because you know me and YouTuber type. First of all, I found a rapper named Rapper Squash, and I listened to his song. That was pretty good. Then I found what the real squash was, which is like, it looks like tennis, but they're hitting a ball against a wall, which gave me a flashback. Side note, I promise I'll get back to the subject at hand. But the one and only time I did play squash, which you can tell was very memorable because I don't even remember the name of it, it was with this guy I liked back in the day when I was single, and I'm pretty sure he liked me, but I did so bad in this game, like we never talked to each other again. It was very embarrassing. Like, it was bad. So I have squash trauma, but I don't know how I found squashskills.com. I think I put power and accuracy in Google, and I just trust Google to lead me to the right place, and it led me to squash skills. So I read this whole blog, which I'll link up in the show notes, but it's talking about power and accuracy within the game of squash. And it was so ironic. I love the parallels here because, again, you know, I'm talking about ambitious pursuits and running after your goals and the creative process and, you know, what we do here at UL. But I thought this analogy of this sport and power and accuracy was so powerful. And I want to read it to you if that's cool. So squashskills.com, they're talking about power and accuracy. First of all, let's look at power. They gave kind of a pros and cons list, right? The pros to power is it can be intimidating for the opponent, right? You come in there, whoa, 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 I'm a gold crusher. I'm a seven-figure entrepreneur. Oh, I'm the alpha. You know, y'all know those people. I'm not judging them, but you know what it can be. A pro to power is it can be intimidating for the opponent, right? Are we using intimidation, power, as a way to get to our goals? Another pro, according to squashskills.com, is it can accelerate the pace of the game. And you know I like this one because I get bored super fast, super quick. So using power in your goals, running after things, can make it seem like it's going a lot faster. Maybe it does, right? Another pro to power is it makes the ball move faster, giving the opponent less thinking time. I thought that was kind of an interesting little analogy that you could use. Us moving fast and using power in our goals can seem as though it would make, you know, the people, our opponents, our competition, whatever, need to move faster themselves, right? So it gives a little bit of power and control. But here's the cons to power, right? And again, this is an analogy within squash. It's not perfectly translated over to what we're talking about, but I think it does a pretty stinking good job. Here are the cons to power. It can lead to burnout. Ooh, Jesus, praise him, praise the Lord. Nobody ever be doing no burnout, right? It also creates a loss of accuracy and control. Maybe us doing things because we feel like we should be doing them without ever really asking ourselves, is this moving the needle? Another con is that experienced players are not fearful of raw power. Ooh, that was a good one. Experienced players are not fearful of raw power. People who know what the hell they're doing, they see us youngins coming in there, new to the game, new to the block, and like flexing, right? And just trying to go into the room with full power and a lot of energy and just trying to dominate, dominate, dominate. The OGs aren't fearful of that, right? Their confidence is in something else. And so we want to maybe appear that we have it all together by flexing, right? But we don't fool people who really know what they're doing. Are y'all following me? Like, this is a pretty powerful analogy. Another con to power is that it can make the ball really hot and bouncy and difficult to put away. Now, that analogy didn't really want to do it. But I still read it because it's what it says on the blog. So I could make so many jokes there, but let's move on to accuracy. There's pros and cons to that too. So kind of summarize what we talked about. You know, the pro to power is it can, you know, it can be intimidating for other people. It helps move the game along and it maybe trips up some people, right? But the con is it can really burn out the player. It can cause us not to be as accurate. And the real OGs, the real experienced players aren't even fazed by that, right? They're not fearful of raw power. Now, what about accuracy? What are the pros of accuracy? Pros, squashskills.com. It can keep you in full control of your opponent. Isn't that interesting? Accuracy is full control, even though power may seem like that would be, right? It's energy efficient, right? You're not going to burn out as much. And it's frustrating for your opponent as nothing to work with. Isn't that interesting? I like that one. It's frustrating for other people in your lane because how can they even mess with you if you're accurate, right? What are you giving them? It reminded me last night, we're going through, I think it's called The Last Dance, Michael Jordan on Netflix. And I love something that he said, I'm paraphrasing again, but he said something along the lines of like his game spoke for himself, right? Like he didn't need to do a lot of marketing and crazy stuff because his game spoke for himself. And I think about that so much of like returning back to the root of what we do and getting better and better and better at it. And that is our marketing, right? That is our proof. That is our flex. We don't have to go into a clubhouse room and talk about our freebie. You know what I'm saying? Like you enter into a space, people already know who you are because your work speaks for itself. Accuracy, a pro of it is it's frustrating for your opponent because they have nothing to work with. Another pro of accuracy is it can make your opponent feel desperate and take a lot of unnecessary risks. Woo. Okay. What about the cons of accuracy? What are the cons? I know I've been kind of painting it in the answer and in the light, like accuracy is the way to go, but I think there might be some cons here. Let's look. Cons is to stay consistent with accuracy over the course of a match is difficult, right? And again, this is talking about a game called squash, which I apparently suck at, but if you think about the consistency over time with anything that you do, that means we're always sharpening that skill set, which I think is, I mean, I can see that as a con because it's more difficult to obtain, but that's where true mastery comes in and almost obsession, right? Brian and I were talking about how, you know, obsessed Michael Jordan was to become what he was, but that's also what it takes, right? So maybe they could add a little crazy in the cons area for accuracy. But here's another con. Accuracy tends to come with slower pace hitting. So if you miss your target, you will be exposed to your opponent attacking you. It almost makes me afraid to think of like if you're focused on accuracy and then you miss something, what's there left, right? Like that you're putting all your chips in that. And so, you know, power, I feel like it's, even though it's less control, I think it feels like it's more control. Like there's an illusion of control there. Because you're trying to dominate something, and with accuracy, if you miss it, then you're very vulnerable and exposed, right? That can seem kind of scary. And lastly, the con of accuracy, according to this little blog, which again is linked in the show notes, is it's not much to offer if you miss your target area. Again, back to the point I was just saying, if you give and give and give and you try to focus on being great at what you do and accurate with what you do and on point with what you do and you still miss, what does that mean about you? And I think that's what's so unappealing about accuracy to me and why I need to focus more on it is that is, again, just a very vulnerable place to be. But if you think about that, the opposite of that is that when you're willing to be that vulnerable, that is a level of crazy strength. Is how much strength does it take to come in and just power through something? How much strength does it take, though, to put yourself in a vulnerable position where you're left, where you might miss the target? Like, that's real strength, right? So to kind of wrap it up here, you know, we gave pros and cons to accuracy versus power. And I just wanted to kind of present this topic to you to think about like your own creative pursuits and your goals and so forth. What are you focused on right now? Are you focused on overpowering your opponent, overpowering in your industry? Are you focused on accuracy right now and becoming the absolute best and precise and very, very good at what you do? Is one right over the other? Is one wrong over the other? I like the way that this I love squashskills.com. I just want to like be their friend. The way that they kind of wrapped it up is in summary, they said that one isn't better over the other. What they suggested in this game is that you are very situationally aware and understand what's the right card to play at the right time. And I'm going to read this last sentence in this blog because I think it's a great way to wrap up this episode. It says, in my opinion, I do encourage players to gain control and accuracy early on, especially juniors. And then over time, the muscles develop and the timing gets better and power naturally starts to occur. But with the foundation and undercurrent of continual accuracy. And I love that. It's not that we're saying no to power. It's that we might be saying no to power right now until we build a strong foundation, until we sharpen that accuracy. And eventually, like it says, those muscles develop, the timing will get better, and power will be a natural occurrence of that. That's the kind of life I'm about, y'all. And I think that's an interesting thing for you to think through maybe over the weekend. What does this look like translated to your goals, to your pursuits, to your creative endeavors? I want to hear from you. Hit me up over on Instagram. It is at Heather Parody, P-A-R-A-D-Y. Send me a DM. Let me know what you thought about this conversation, whether you have better analogies for me than what I use myself. And hey, do you play squash? Send me a picture. I'd love to see that, because that was a nightmare in my own life that I'd like to forget about. Listen, I love you guys so much. I'm in your corner. We'll see you soon.